Acknowledgements. In trying to understand the structure of Dr. Lecter's memory palace, I owe much to Francis A. Yates' remarkable book, The Art of Memory, as well as Jonathan D. Spence's The Memory Palace of Matteo Ricci. Robert Pinsky's translation of Dante's Inferno was a boon and a pleasure to use, as were the annotations of Nicole Pinsky. The term festive skin is Pinsky's translation of Dante. In the Garden of the Hurricane's Eye is John Ciardi's phrase and the title of one of his poems. The first lines of poetry Clarice Starling recalls in The Asylum are from T.S. Eliot's Burnt Norton, Four Quartets. My thanks to Pace Barnes for her encouragement, support, and wise counsel. Carol Barron, my publisher, editor, and friend, helped me make this a better book. Athena Varunas and Bill Tribble in the United States and Ruggiero Perugini in Italy showed me the best and brightest in law enforcement. None of them is a character in this book, nor is any other living person. The wickedness herein I took from my own stock. Niccolo Capponi shared with me his deep knowledge of Florentine and its art and allowed Dr. Lecter to use his family palazzo. My thanks also to Robert Held for his scholarship and to Caroline Michaelis for much Florentine insight. The staff of Carnegie Public Library in Coahoma County, Mississippi, looked up things for years. Thank you. I owe a lot to Marguerite Schmidt. With one white truffle and the magic in her heart and hands, she introduced us to the wonders of Florence. It is too late to thank Marguerite. In this moment of completion, I want to say her name. This is Daniel Jarrell. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of Hannibal by Thomas Harris. This program was produced and directed by Robert Kessler. Production copyright 1999, Random House Incorporated. The book, Hannibal by Thomas Harris, is available wherever Delacorte Press books are sold.